story. A couple of folk singers who just came into the icebox to play with you tonight.
Named Louis Bonfa, who comes from Brazil. And the form of the song combines African and Brazilian music, and it's called the Baião. And the name of it is Africana. And this next tune was written by Joan Baez, and it's called Gabriel and Me.
Oh, you know.
We are the Psaltery, and my name is Lil LaBay, and this is Dawn Hinckley, and we come from Bangor, which is in Maine, in case you don't know. Yes. And the reason why we're in the area is that we're playing at the Folkway in Peterborough, New Hampshire, tomorrow night, and we played at Franklin Pierce College last night, and we thought we'd drop in here just to see what was going on.
Pretty nice. A lot of nice things about Poppy.
Yes.
And friends, too, you know.
So that's why we're here.
Well, it's fantastic. It's nice to know that happening still happened.
We're famous for happening.
Yes. Tell me, if people want to hear more of you, do you have any recordings out yet?
Not yet.
Is there any way that people can contact you to find out where you're going to be playing?
Oh, they can call us, write to us, whatever.
We probably won't be home because we're going to Mexico.
But we're only going to Mexico for a little while, and that will be at the end of December. We'll be there for just a couple of months.
Yeah.
But we live in Bangor, and our phone number, we can leave here an address with you people. No problem.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Sure.
This is a tune that we learned from a record by an incredible singer and guitarist named Michael Johnson from Minneapolis, who we did a concert with about a month ago, I think it was. And it's written by his sister-in-law. It's called In Your Eyes.
Thank you.
This next tune is an instrumental that was written by Leo Kottke, and Dawn is going to play it.
I'm the one playing gut string guitar, in case you were wondering.
And I play still string.
And playing gut string guitar, I don't use any picks except a thumb pick. Therefore, I just broke a fingernail yesterday, and I'm in dire straits. But
I want to say it sounds good.
Eh?
I say it sounds good.
Well, that's good. Maybe I should break them all.
The next song that we're going to do was written by Buffy St. Marie. It's quite an old song, and it's called Till It's Time For You To Go.
Right.
Or something like that. Or Time For You To Go.
Don't
Two or three more tunes now.
I have a squeaky chair here. It's probably what you're hearing as side effects. This is a another Michael Johnson tune. We call it his tune. He didn't write it, but I think he's probably one of the few people to record it. It's hard keeping things tuned in here because the icicles keep forming on the string. Called Trouble for You.
It's hard to decide, you see, because for the past week I haven't had a voice, and the first time I sang was yesterday because I'm beginning to get over this throat infection, and so I have half a voice, so that's why we're deciding what to do. But I think we could manage this tune. It's a French traditional song, and it's become French-Canadian also. And it's called Dans la prison de Londres, which means in the prison of London, or the London prisoner. Yes, in case you want to know what it's about, unless you understand the French when it's sung, it's about a man who's waiting in prison to be executed. And the day before he's supposed to die, the jailer's daughter comes in, and she happens to be the only visitor he ever gets anyway. And he asks her if she'll do him a big favor and free him. And being young and foolish, she does so. And after he's unchained, he jumps out the window and dives into the river that's below the prison wall. And he almost drowns, but he succeeds in crossing the river to the other side. And once he gets on shore, he starts dancing and singing around. And, yes, singing around, dancing around. Yes. That if he ever gets to the other side of the river, he'll marry her. And that's the jailer's daughter.
We'd also like to thank people here for letting us come in off the street like this and warm up, so to speak. And hope we play here sometime.
That would be nice.
Oh, I'd really rather you play one or two more songs. That would be really nice if you could.
Oh, goodness.
But I don't want to torture your voice.
Oh, goodness.
Can I
do one more?
I don't mind doing one more song, as long as I don't sing anything. I'll just play.
Fine.
You guys don't have to play all night. I mean, you know. You can only play half a night. That's okay with us, right?
I could play one more instrumental, I suppose. Willis. Down to the gasping stages again.
That's the well, only reason.
Okay, yeah, I mean, the ice box is, I mean, really, it's the coldest place in the world. We store beer here. We do.
I see, you know, by the floor.
Yeah, oh, it's a real rat hole. But got a couple of calls, so it sounds okay. Keep on playing.
Okay, well, I did this one last tune before I freeze to death, too, here. This is called The Claw. It's written by Jerry Reed and arranged by a friend of ours named Lenny Bro, who's also from Maine.
And all good musicians are from Maine, or just the ones that came?
Well, this is a fair number. Clarence White came from Maine originally.
Folk Berkeley's got a recording place up there, don't they?
Berkeley.
Oh, it's, see.
We had maybe.
This, we had this obscuro person who went in for really weird labels, and he'd send away all these postcards, these like Folkways and Airhole and all sorts of weird names that come in. Come back. You have some Folkways record.
Yeah, Folkways is a recording company, but the Folkway that we're playing at, I don't think has anything to do with it.
No, I think Folkways comes from Connecticut or something like that.
Actually, one of the most elegant plugs I've ever seen in my life. Casey, you're great. Lillian, you're great. I got your name backwards. Okay.